This is the Music Mentor Podcast. What is up, girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen? This is Demian, your host of the Music Mentor Podcast, and welcome to episode number 59. On today's episode, I want to touch upon a concept very well known in psychology, which is the locus of control, either internal or external, or in other words, what we attribute our success or our failure to. And that could be outside elements or things within ourselves. Before we get to the nitty-gritty of this episode, I would like to remind you that the Music Mentor Podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. If you don't know, Audible is the premier provider of digital audiobooks, and it has about 180,000 titles to choose from, any genre you can imagine. And you can play those books on your iPhone, Kindle, Android, and everywhere else. So if you go to audibletrial.com/musicmentor, you will get a 30-day free trial alongside a free audiobook download. So check it out and let me know which book you picked and why. All right, so back to the topic at hand. So I think it's safe to say that one of the most difficult things for us musicians to deal with is the fact that a lot of things are not under our control. And I think that could be said for humans in general, especially the ones that try to be proactive and make moves and take control of situations. But anyhow, the reality is that for a lot of us, there are so many things out of our control that sometimes it frustrates us. And sometimes some of us have gotten used to that embrace and embrace that magnitude of impossibilities in terms of controlling everything. And we're okay with it. But I think it's obviously a growing process. And I don't think that necessarily one way to look at things is better than the other. But that's exactly what I wanted to talk about. The locus of control, internal versus external. And that sort of dynamic between those two. I guess any excuse to make a sporting reference or a sports metaphor is a good one. So to explain it in sporting terms, there are like two types of fans. There are the fans that support their team no matter what, win or lose. And they're always analyze what we as a team could have done better. Because you know, if you're a true fan, you call it we and we win and we lose, right? As stupid as that sounds. But, you know, we are the ones to blame, or we didn't try hard enough, or this or that or the other, or our coach this. And it's somewhat of a internal focus. And then you have the other type of fans that are always blaming the referee. It's always about the bad call. It's always about other things, or the weather, or the field wasn't good, or, you know, we didn't have such and such players. And there's always these excuses. And that's basically how I boil down, or how I divide the locus of control, internal versus external. Another way that I've learned through things I've read in terms of psychology is, you know, a person with an internal locus of control is looking at a mirror, whereas a person with external locus of control is looking outside a window. So it's basically how we see things in our lives. And there's so many things that are affecting us. Aside from us having to work on our musicality, our articulation, our dynamics, our rudiments, our scales, all the things that are so necessary for us to create a voice in our music, in our instruments and production skills, or the business and learning about publishing and songwriting and all these things, as if that wasn't hard enough. We need to deal with so many things that are so, again, out of our control. We need to deal with politics and with politicians and crazy politicians, of course. There's things such as the economy, and there's things as health and all sorts of things that we sort of need to keep in mind, and they're always unpredictable. But if there's one thing that I agree with in the sort of psychological world, and a lot of the people that I admire and respect that are either motivational speakers or leaders in the world in different fields, I think it's safe to say that most of them have an internal locus of control. And not only do they feel that they have an impact in the outside world, but that their decisions are crucial for that world to be whatever it is that they are. So it's not like they play a minor part, but the opposite, they play a huge part in what they do and what they accomplish. And I think that's very, very important. But it's also very tricky because you or us or we end up giving ourselves a lot of responsibility. And it's almost like that can be done to a fault where we believe that we are almighty and all powerful and we control everything and we are the center of the universe. So that's very interesting to kind of know that that also has to be done with, like in other things in music, like volume or dynamics, we have to be very careful and learn how to control that. And of course, that comes with time. On the other hand, a lot of the people that have an external locus of control, not only do they blame other situations or other people for their current situation and other people's decisions for their current situation, but they don't believe that they have an impact in the world. And I couldn't disagree more with that. Or on the other hand, I kind of agree with it. If they feel that they don't have an impact in the world, they won't have it. But if they think they will, they will. I know it's a mouthful, but I think one of the super interesting things about that, and I was having a conversation about this with a good friend of mine, a phenomenal songwriter, is that he feels that he is a person with an external locus of control, and he feels that he has to work on that. But because of that particular personality trait that he has, or belonging to that world or that group of people, he feels that that is a source of inspiration for his music, and he ends up writing incredible material that is relatable, you know, by a lot of people because of where he stands. So again, there's no sort of proper, perfect way to live or correct way to live, and there's things to be learned, and people can learn from either or. But I think it's really important to know where we stand in order to change if we choose to. I think at the end of the day, it has a lot to do with how we express where we stand, right? So you can have an external locus of control and feel like a victim and blame others. But if you're not constantly vocalizing that, it might not seem that bad. But on the other hand, if all you do all the time and all your social media posts is blame the music director for not picking you, or you blame your boss, or you blame the president for being unemployed, or you blame people and you go out of your way to make your point, that's going to probably attract more of that. And that's just going to reinforce the fact that you can't control anything. And I don't think a lot of people are going to see that as an artistic thing or somebody that they want to be around, unless the whole, you know, misery loves company comes into play. And again, on the other hand, if you are a person with accountability and you feel responsible for the things that happen to you, and you lose humility and you lose focus in a way, because I guess you're focused way too much on yourself and you don't see anything 10 feet from you and so on and so forth, that could be very tricky as well. So I guess it's a matter of balance. And even though I don't have the proper formula or the right answer to what we should be, let alone you or myself, again, I think it's important to try to understand that there are ways to look at life, and there are sort of these two groups of people. We certainly live in a day and an age where there are so many labels, and it seems like if you're pro something, you're automatically anti something. But as with everything, balance is the key, and we need to find that sweet spot between those two ways of looking at life. Thank you guys for listening. This was the Music Mentor Podcast.